In Florida, an ecological disaster has led to the deaths of more than 1,000 manatees. The large, slow-moving marine mammals graze on seagrass in shallow coastal areas, and a massive die-off of seagrass has left manatees without enough to eat. NPR's Greg Allen reports that marine scientists want to launch an emergency feeding program before more manatees starve to death.
It was a rare bright spot in what's been a depressing year for those who work with manatees. A wildlife rescue team released a manatee into an ocean waterway near Palm Beach. He'd been fed and rehabilitated after becoming malnourished. Hundreds of other manatees haven't been as fortunate. The lack of food is most acute in Indian River Lagoon. That's a 150-mile-long saltwater estuary where more than 90% of the seagrass, the manatee's main food source, has died. Aquatic biologist Patrick Rose says the record number of manatee deaths this year is 10% of the total Florida population.
It's unprecedented because we've never had any significant levels of mortality from starvation.
In the past, the main threat to manatees had been collisions with boats, toxic algae, and cold weather. This year, starvation became a major factor, leading the federal government to designate it an unusual mortality event and join with other wildlife agencies and conservation groups to respond. Large numbers of starving manatees have been rescued. John Peterson, who heads the rescue operation at SeaWorld Orlando, says rehabilitating an emaciated manatee is a slow process.
You slowly stretch the stomach, get it used to food again. It starts processing a gruel, so we're tube feeding it. And then they'll start eating on their own. A starvation event animal, we're looking into 4 to 9 months before they're ready to go back out.
The many manatees being rescued has forced SeaWorld to expand its rehabilitation facilities. Other aquariums and marine parks are also scrambling to add more water space. Peterson says manatee rescue teams are bringing in a large number of orphaned calves. Mothers who can't find enough food for themselves feed their babies until they're no longer able. Rehabilitating orphaned calves, Peterson says, takes 3 to 4 years.
You've got a year of just bottle feeding them around the clock, every 3 hours around the clock, and then you have to transfer them over to eating lettuce. And once they start eating lettuce more, then you transfer them into understanding that they're a manatee.
Efforts are underway to improve water quality, addressing issues caused by septic tanks, sewage, and fertilizer runoff in Indian River Lagoon. But restoring the once lush seagrass beds there may take years. In the meantime, the head of Save the Manatee Club, Patrick Rose, says an emergency feeding program is needed to prevent more deaths from starvation.
What we're pressing hard for is to supplement the diet, especially to get those manatees that are already malnourished and prevent them from reaching the point of starvation.
That raises questions for wildlife agencies that typically discourage people from feeding manatees and other animals in the wild. But the prospect of several hundred more dead manatees has convinced Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission that a supplemental feeding program is necessary. So far, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service hasn't signed on. Research needs to be done to determine what food would be best and how it would be delivered. And Rose says it needs to begin soon.
We may actually be reduced primarily to looking at feeding them much like you do in captivity with lettuce or cabbage or other forms of greens. But again, it's frustrating because we can't even get this tested yet.
Asked about its plans for manatees, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says no decision has been made on supplemental feeding, and there's no timeline for when a decision is expected. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.